This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about the best way to bring comfort to another. Recently, we've been studying about Job, a man of great character and wealth whom God allowed Satan to test. God told Satan that he could take everything away from Job, but he couldn't take his life. So Job lost his possessions, his children, and even his good health. And with all of those afflictions, he still would not curse God. One day, Job's three friends came to comfort him. When they visited him, they were shocked to see him in the condition that he was in. The scriptures say they sat with him for 7 days and seven nights in total silence. And then the first friend, likely with the best intentions, started to speak. His idea of comforting Job was to give him an explanation as to why he was suffering. So he told Job he was suffering because he had sinned and he needed to go to God to ask for forgiveness. The second friend then spoke up and he said, Job, you're in this situation because you have not admitted your sin. Then the third friend speaks up and he says, God is using your suffering to mold you and to train you. So while there may be a hint of truth to what his friends are saying, it is based on the wrong assumptions. Sometimes we want to comfort another person and we give them explanations about their lives, but we really don't know. Only God knows. And it is in these times when we just need to bring comfort in the form of a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, a good laugh, and always a good prayer. So here are some comforting words to share to a person who is in need. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, bring comfort the right way.